Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending what part of the day you're listening to this to. My name is Benny. Some of you might recognize my voice. Some of the new listeners to this program may not. I was the one who was a guest speaker on the Depression Podcast quite some time ago. If we haven't yet met, hello. It is a pleasure to meet you. I'm a 25-year-old Canadian currently living in Madrid. And once again, I've been asked to be a guest speaker on this program. If we have met and you do recognize my voice, I'm glad, and I hope you enjoy today's program as much as you did my previous talk about depression. As a side note, I hope I'm not speaking too quickly or using words that are too confusing for you all. This is clearly not a beginner-level podcast, so hopefully you can all understand everything that I'm about to say. Today I want to share some reflections with you about graduation. Specifically, I want to share with you about what graduation usually means to people, some advice that I want to impart to all of you, what graduation usually means in the West. Of course, I want to make this personal and tell you a little bit about what my university experience meant to me. I want to end on a final note and give a genuine warm congratulations to all of you. So here's what usually happens when you graduate in the West. Typically, I was no different. You get bombarded with a sense of really positive, but at the same time, really negative emotions. Here's what's good about graduation. You finally feel like an adult. You've earned your way through life. You finished elementary school, high school, and now you finished college, university, perhaps a master's program, maybe even a PhD, and all those hard-fought years, all those struggles, assignments, exams, and tests, you've made it. You've made it through life. You get a sense of independence. For now, you are a free man, a free woman. You are to pursue whatever you want. You can apply to whichever company you want. You could start a business. You could work for your family. You now have full power to choose the course for the rest of your life. Most importantly, graduating gives you a sense of accomplishment. All those years, difficult years, strenuous timelines, group assignments with people who you didn't necessarily want to work with, teachers that you didn't necessarily want to listen to, and subjects that you didn't necessarily want to take. Well, you've made it. You passed all the exams, you submitted all your essays on time, and now here you are today, ready to soak in all those years of hard work. Of course, graduating university comes with its fair share of problems. You get overwhelmed with this pressure to enter the so-called, what we call in the West, the real world. And the real world is a scary world. The real world is as if you have finally exited the fairy tale that the educational system you've been going through has crafted for you your entire life. The real world includes bosses that are very scary, companies that you may not necessarily care for, waking up in the morning, routine, all of things that usually scare the average person, commuting long distances each way. None of these things are fun, but all of these things are mandatory for those of us who survive in this real world. Graduating is also a time where many of us start comparing ourselves to others. What grades did I get? What job do I have waiting for me? That other person is already in a relationship. This other one is getting married. This person already bought a house. And this, and that. Incredibly toxic thoughts, which the competitive landscape of university or college definitely do nothing but encourage. And so we find ourselves trapped within our own circumstances, feeling like we're unable to change our destiny, that we're trapped within our fate, ultimately doomed to do whatever it is that our circumstances have crafted for us, not necessarily our own person. There is an anxiety that you might feel trapped in your current industry. Many of us realize that after a second, third, or even fourth year of studying a subject, we might not necessarily really like it after all. There's nothing worse than the realization of having studied 4 years, four difficult, long, strenuous years, tons of money invested, tons of memories, and most importantly, time spent. I mean, there's definitely an ugly realization there for those of us who've chosen incorrectly an area or an industry that we might not necessarily have wanted to enter in the first place. My advice to those who can identify with the second category a little bit more than the first, that is, my advice to people who feel more so of the bad things regarding graduation than the good things, here's what I have to say. First, and more important, breathe. Take a deep breath. Exhale. Your life is not over. Your life has just begun. People change careers all the time. There have been many examples of successful people in history starting businesses when they're 30-something, or when they're 40-something, or even when they're 50-something. You have plenty of time, more time than you can possibly imagine, left for you in this world to explore, to try new things, and you should never, ever, ever feel trapped. I started in the business world. I graduated in a wonderful business school. I worked various jobs throughout business, doing sales, marketing, finance, a mixture of everything I could get my hands on. And yet ultimately, 4 years later, here I am today teaching English abroad in Spain. Now, of course, my situation is a little bit different, and I happened to take advantage of the fact that there is a high demand for English learners, for English teachers right now in this world, which is the very reason you're listening to this podcast, right? And I admit, my situation definitely does not apply to yours, but the general lesson, the general idea is there. Although I did not study to be a teacher, although I did not study how to teach the English language, here I am doing exactly those things 4 years later after graduating. Things are possible. Don't give up. Continue to stay educated. Continue to stay informed. If you're somebody who's finished an engineering degree, and yet you feel much more passionate about, say, sales, well then, sign up for newsletters in the sales world. Read business articles on LinkedIn. If you're listening to this podcast, it's proof that you care about making an effort, that you're taking some sort of initiative and endeavor in order to improve yourself. That's the most important part. Staying open-minded, not giving up, being open to the various flows of information in your life, listening to people carefully and attentively, searching for various fountains of information online. That is the most important thing. Staying open-minded, staying creative, staying open to change. If you have these characteristics, I promise you, you will be successful in life. Words about what graduation means in the West specifically. Many people see graduation as a stepping stone, as a rite of passage. These are both idioms, these are both expressions that many of you maybe are not familiar with. A stepping stone, if you can imagine a stairwell or a set of stairs, as you step onto one step after another, replace those stairs with stones, And every single time you get to a higher stone, well, you're getting closer and closer to your objective or to the next floor. And a rite of passage is essentially the same thing. These are the things that many of us consider in the West as fundamental, formative, shaping experiences that most people go through. Like getting married, or having a kid, or for all of you, graduating. Graduation also means a cross, an imaginary cross marked finally on the imaginary checklist of things that are expected of you in life. We're surrounded by media, by family, by friends, by successful business entrepreneurs, all of which share a very, very common message that education and schooling is imperative, and in order to be successful in life, you must graduate. And I have some mixed feelings about this. That's besides the point. This is definitely something, undoubtedly, that graduation signifies here in the West. A final crossed mark on that long checklist of things that have been expected of you since birth. And finally, graduation in the West means liberty and independence. As I mentioned in the beginning of the podcast, once you graduate, you have much more control of what you want to do in your life. You're no longer constricted to studying during particular hours, to being with people who you don't necessarily want to be. You can now apply to a variety of jobs, and hopefully, if you've done well, you'll be able to choose, or not necessarily choose, you'll be able to find multiple opportunities to pursue, and if one of them doesn't make you happy, you can always strive for another one. And that's why liberty and independence are values highly sought after in the West. In all parts of our life, we want to be as independent as possible at all times, and finishing university is seen as another one of those barriers to your independence and to your liberty. One more thing that I want to talk about right now. I want to talk about my personal journey, my personal experience with university. What university meant to me. You might be surprised. I don't think it's the answer that you're going to expect. In high school, I used to be incredibly anxious, shy, easily intimidated. I had absolutely no confidence. I had a lot of trouble talking to strangers. Giving presentations was an absolute nightmare for me, and making my voice heard was out of the question. University gave me a lot of solid skills, true, like working with Excel, researching, writing, etc. Skills that I'm definitely going to be using for the rest of my life. But more importantly, what university gave me was a long list of transferable skills like leadership and communication and confidence and self-esteem, things that I will use and take with me for the rest of my life. University enabled me to slowly become more social, to talk to other people at ease. I made a ton of new friends in a very short amount of time, and I became more confident than I thought I ever would in my life. Things like networking, where you enter a room full of strangers wearing a business suit, where you don't know a single other person and you have a random name tag hanging in front of you that you don't necessarily care for too much, was the most intimidating thing in the world for me at first. But over time, by forcing myself out of my comfort zone, by telling myself that I could do it, that no social barrier was insurmountable, that I could do whatever it is that I put my mind to. As cliche and as cheesy as it was, well, over time I started believing these truths and I started pushing myself more and more and more and more to the point where I broke through all my personal barriers. I became 10 times the amount of a man that I was back in high school. And this is the most important mark that university has left upon me. I urge the rest of you to look at it this way as well. Although you may not forever use the knowledge that you've learned on page 274 of your math textbook, I strongly, strongly believe that many of you will use all the soft and transferable skills that you've learned over your time in university for the rest of your life. Many of you, no doubt, have improved your ability to give powerful presentations. Many of you have tremendously improved to work in teams and to connect with other people on a genuine level. Many of you have overcome your fears of public speaking, your fears of being in classroom environments, rooms full of strangers, your fears of shaking random people's hands who you've never met before. These are things that'll stay for you for the rest of your life, outside of school, within your workplace, within your home. I want to end on a final note and give a genuine warm congratulations to all of you. Although we've never met, I want to extend my hand to you and to offer you a sincere congratulations. You've made it. Yes, you've made it. The one listening to this podcast on the bus, on a train, in the kitchen, in your bedroom. Regardless of where you are, regardless of what you've studied, you should be proud of yourself. Graduating means consistent hard work, dedication, and persistence for many hard-fought years. You have now fought your final battle, and you're about to win the war. Congratulations. If you think it'll get easier now, you're gravely mistaken. The real world, as we like to call it where I'm from, is full of never-ending pressures, confusing mazes, demanding people that we don't necessarily always get along with, and unpredictable obstacles. Your learning in life has only really just begun. Academic knowledge and education in itself is priceless, and you should value it and be incredibly thankful that you had the opportunity to get it. But there's no monetary value for the lessons that are ahead of you in the future. You will learn very difficult lessons. Lessons about relationships. Lessons about responsibility. Lessons about shame, pride, ignorance, ambition, and most importantly, failure. You will fail, and you will fail many times. You will fail repeatedly, and you will fail in times when you thought failure was impossible. I urge all of you to embrace failure as quickly and as wholeheartedly as possible. You will fail. Not necessarily at deadlines, not necessarily in any classes that you took, but you will fail deeply and intimately in all personal areas of your life. This is inevitable. The faster you accept failure as a fundamental staple, as a fundamental part in your life, instead of rejecting it, being afraid of it, and cowering behind it, the more successful you'll be. So prepare yourselves for the longest roller coaster ride of your life. Never forget that you hold the remote control behind the television of your life, and you have more power to change your situation than you can imagine. I sincerely wish all of you the best of luck, the fulfillment of all your goals, and most importantly, a life full of happiness and personal success. Take good care of yourselves, and it has been an absolute honor speaking to you. Take care.